morning. Oh, I just love it when it's like this, huh? But yesterday, I was over with the Holy Deacon Michael up here for his sister's wedding over at Sacred Heart Church. And Michael did his first wedding, and it was his sister's, and he did a good job. And he said, yeah, really good job. He's already starting to make me look bad. But anyway, while I was over there, of course, I had to deal with Father Dedish. You know, Father Dedish almost every week talks about me or our parish over here. Could you imagine that miserable? And our parish kind of looks like his right now, but pretty, I think ours looks kind of better even like this. But anyway, the reality is, he was all sweaty because he just got done walking. He was told, oh, I walked to a new place, and he had shorts and his t-shirt on, and I did my homily. I got my homily already, Larry. I said, good, what was the gospel about? He goes, oh, this is right up your alley. And I said, what? Is it a fire and brimstone one? Yeah, oh, you're going to love this one. And so I thought, I'm not always fire and brimstone, am I? No, I'm sometimes nice. It comes out that way too. But here's Jesus today, but Jesus isn't nice. Just as those of you who think, you know, that there's something wrong with your pastor, Jesus was like this too. Here's what it says. He says, well does Isaiah the prophet prophesy about you hypocrites. That wasn't nice. And he gets worse. Then he says, this people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me. So this is what he's saying. He says, these people worship me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Huh? And see, that's for all of us. We're all, he's talking to all of us. Sometimes we sit there and think, oh yeah, I know who he's talking about, my husband. Oh yeah, I know he's talking about my kids. Or, oh yeah, I know who he's talking about, my pastor. Or, oh yeah, I know who he's talking. And we always push it on somebody else, don't we? Well, nobody here. These other people do. Maybe the Sacred Heart people, I don't know. But we always sit there just like I just did. It's about them, but not about us. But God's saying to you and me, no, 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 it's about you. And I'll never forget when I was 20 years ago, I was in Rome. And I've talked about it before, about the worldwide retreat for priests. It was the first worldwide retreat for priests. There were 6,000 priests from around the world. And John Paul spoke to us. Mother Teresa spoke to us. We had speakers from around the world. And as the person spoke whatever language they spoke in, there was translators, 9 translators, and we all wore these headsets. So no matter what they were speaking in, we could hear it translate into our own language immediately. It was pretty good. And so one of the speakers that year was Sister Bridge McKenna. You ever hear of Sister Bridge McKenna?
Yeah.
She wrote Miracles Do Happen. She spends 4 hours a day in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Many outstanding miracles happen with this woman. She's a great and holy nun. Anyway, as she sits there and she was speaking to us, she was building us up. And she says, oh, fathers, there's 6,000 priests from around the world. And it would be very intimidating to talk to 6,000 priests. And she says, oh, you're all so holy. Oh, fathers, I can see it coming off you. Oh, fathers, all the good work you do, and she's building us up. Oh, and we're loving it. But she says, oh, but fathers, and we knew it was coming. Oh, but fathers, Jesus doesn't look at the external. He looks at your heart. And fathers, some of your hearts are filled with lust. Fathers, some of your hearts are filled with resentment. Fathers, some of your hearts are filled with anger towards your bishop and your parishioners. Fathers, and she kept going on with this litany. And one by one, all of our heads started to drop. You know, like, oh dear, because she's talking about me. And that was true. And that's, again, for all of us. In case we don't get it, Jesus goes and gives us a litany today, doesn't he? He sits there and says, listen, it's your hearts that I have problems with, not what you do at church, not how you go to communion, not whether you sit or kneel or stand during consecration. It's what your heart's doing at that time. Don't be looking around what the people around you are doing. Don't go to church to judge the people around you. God looks at your heart. And then this is what he says. He said, from within their hearts come all evil. Evil thoughts. Unchastity, that means lust. Theft. Murder. Adultery. Greed. Malice. Deceit. lying, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. Are your head starting to drop? No, Father, you didn't get any of mine. Oh, isn't that something? Nope, you missed me completely on that one, Father. Judgment, pride, gossip. Go on, come on. All of us here. And so what again is we need the Lord to go and change our hearts this Sunday and every day of our life. Again, another story when I'm 21, 22 years ago and I'm making, you know, priests have to make and deacons 5-day retreats a year, right? Like before you got ordained, you made a 5-day retreat, correct? You're going to hell. Anyway, so in the midst of it, we all got to do the 5-day retreat. And I did mine with Father Peterson, my spiritual director, huh? And here I am with Pete, and Pete's one of those people that trust God unbelievably, and he believes in spiritual Russian roulette. You know, because I'm like, well, I'm with him. He sits there and says, okay, Larry, I want you to go and pray in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And I just want you to pray the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit to touch your heart and then open the Word of God and spend time meditating on whatever He leads you to. Okay. So Pete goes, leaves. I'm alone. I go down to the Blessed Sacrament. I'm kneeling there in front of Jesus. And I says, Jesus, speak to my heart your word. And I open up the Word of God. And it came to John and it says, I know you so well. And you have no love of God inside of you. And I go, oh, how dare you? God, I'm going to be a celibate. I'm going to be a virgin for life. I am giving you my life as a priest. How dare you say I have no love of you inside of me? So I left that chapel real fast, and I went to take a nap. So that way I wouldn't have to deal with Jesus, huh? But then I got to go down because you have to do 5 periods of 1 hour, 1 hour of before the Blessed Sacrament, 5 periods. So I go for my second period and I go, oh, God, speak to my heart your word. And I open up the Word of God and it comes to John. I know you so well and you have no love of God within you. Oh, slam the book, walked out of that chapel, and I start walking. And as I'm walking along the streets of Union City, I'm going back and forth, and I'm saying, oh, how can you say this to me? And I'm very mad. Here I am doing all this stuff for God. I'm so angry that He's so mad. And I'm saying, what more do you want from me? I'm giving you everything. I'm leaving everything. Da-da-da-da-da-da. So I go back for my third period. And when I'm doing my third period of prayer, I sat there and says, God, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Speak to my heart your word, but be nice to me. And I open up the Word of God. John, I know you so well, and you have no love of God in your heart. Oh, it crushed me. I'll never forget, I was convicted. Finally, I'm thick-headed and thick-skinned, can you tell? And then finally he got through and he says, I'm right. God was right. I was going to be a priest for me, so I could go to heaven, so I could do great things. It was all about me. Look at what I'm doing for you, God. I will be a celibate for you. You owe me, God, is what the thing of it was. Look what I'm doing for you. It wasn't out of love for anybody except for love of me. So I'll never forget in my prayer in front of the Blessed Sacrament, I said, Jesus, then you are the creator of my heart. So I beg you to recreate my heart and put love of you inside of me. And you see, that's what all of us gotta do. We gotta come before our Lord and say, Jesus, you gotta recreate my heart. Because look what's in here, Lord. And you do that when you invite Him in. You don't hide any part of your heart from Him. And you acknowledge that there's so much that loves you instead of loving Him. And then you look at Him and say, I give you permission, God. Change my heart so that what comes out of my heart is from you. Because you do realize, people, the way we can tell all of this is when you take an orange and you squeeze it, what comes out? Orange juice. It produces what's inside. So if you take our hearts or our lives and you squeeze them, we tell what's in our hearts by what comes out. So when we're filled with stress, when we're filled with things that are going crazy and someone squeezes us, what comes out? Because that shows what's inside. And so we got to come before the Lord and we got to say, Jesus, change my heart. And He'll never say no to that prayer. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May you know His love today and forever. Amen.
I don't know if I ever made a retreat.